I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. When I woke up today, the sun was starting to set in Hong Kong, and things there had the potential to turn ugly. Thousands of pro-democracy protesters were holding their ground, staying on the streets despite threats from the Chinese government, and threatening to occupy government buildings if their demands were not met ahead of a midnight deadline. One of those demands is that China's appointed leader in Hong Kong, CY Leung, resign. He refuses to do so, instead threatening serious consequences if the activists occupied government buildings. But then, just before the midnight deadline, Mr. Leung offered a concession. He agreed to meet with protest leaders to discuss their demands. The World's Matthew Bell is in Hong Kong at one of the protest sites. Not exactly what the protesters wanted, Matthew, but a concession all the same. What did that actually do?
It's been an interesting day, Marco. These protests have gone on for about a week, and today was yet another day of big protests, very peaceful, very orderly. And then, as you mentioned, toward early evening, we had this standoff brewing with talk among the protesters of escalating things and taking over government buildings. There was tough talk from Beijing. There was tough talk from Hong Kong officials. And then, here next to one of the protest sites where I am right now, there was a standoff between a couple of thousand protesters right outside of the chief executive's office, which also happens to be right next door to the People's Liberation Army headquarters. So there was this potential of things spinning out of control. But then late tonight, we had this sort of both sides stepping back from this standoff.
So what did you see of any kind of meeting between the leaders of Hong Kong and the leaders of this protest movement?
Leung's deputy is going to meet with some of the protest leaders. It's not clear whether that's going to happen tonight or tomorrow morning. But I was standing outside that standoff there near the chief executive's office tonight. And after he gave the press conference, it was right before midnight, things very, very quickly started to settle down. The crowd started thinning out. People were checking their phones, turning around, and going home. And you had this concession from the chief executive saying that there would be the meeting. At that site, there were protest leaders that were calling for calm, telling everyone, take it easy, be responsible. And the temperature just sort of dropped very quickly. And it seemed like the potential for a flare-up of violence really diminished quickly.
So is this it then? I mean, do the protesters still want CY Leung to step down? Are people still suggesting occupying government buildings?
It was interesting, Marco. I talked to some protesters right outside the office there, and I was saying, well, what happens at midnight if the chief executive doesn't step down and this deadline passes? They said, honestly, we're not sure what comes next, but we just want to be here. We want to come out, show our support, and show our numbers.
The thing is, these protesters now have that tantalizing taste of talking to power, and power will dialogue with them, or at least they hope they will. So you think crowds will come back in even bigger numbers now?
I think it's a sign, Marco, myself, that both sides are sort of looking for a way out that doesn't involve a big, messy, violent clash. You know, I don't think, in the ideal world that Beijing or the Hong Kong government or the protesters want, people to get hurt or even killed. And last Sunday night, when there was that police crackdown, they fired tear gas and pepper spray. I think everyone got a real sense there that this could spin into something more serious and more violent. And I think all sides really would rather prevent that.